Hey, it's December 2021. Must be time for a bonus holiday episode.
Up in Alaska, where the cold and the low, I met a rockin' little Eskimo. I tried to kiss her, but she said no, and she went rockin' up across the snow. She was rockin' on a reindeer, rockin' on across the snow.
This time on our annual holiday episode, we are celebrating Hanukkah with a song by the Levies called, appropriately enough, How Do You Spell Hanukkah?
Tried spell check and Webster's. Is there an answer to my question? Someone, please help me. Just tell me, how do you spell Hanukkah?
The Levies were founded in New York by Adam Gardner from the band Guster and Dave Schneider from the Zambonis. They met when the two bands toured together, and they both felt that there just aren't enough songs about Hanukkah. So they formed the Levies with the express purpose of writing and recording nothing but Hanukkah songs. And like the Ramones, another great New York group, the band adopted the Levy name. Gardner became Adam Levy, Schneider became David Levy, Sean Fogel became bass player Sean Levy, and drummer Michael Azarod played as Michael Levy. Daniel Sachs, who calls himself Shakebone Mystic, plays keyboards and banjo. They recorded one album called Hanukkah Rocks, and this is one of the great songs from that album. Now, on these holiday bonus episodes, I don't do my typical deep dive into the song. We're just going to play the track and get into the holiday spirit. But I do have a couple of things to say about it. Sure, the lyrics are kind of fun. Yeah, they're kind of in novelty song territory. But listen to the music. This is just a great power pop song. It's full of energy. It builds. It's bright, it's catchy, it's full of hooks. There's just so much to love about this song. So, here you go. This is the Levies with How Do You Spell Hanukkah?
Is it with the C? H, I am confused. What about those N's and K's? Do you use one or two? I remember when I was back in elementary school, a Spanish kid told me that it starts with a silent J. But Julio was wrong, or maybe he was right. Can someone decide? Make up your mind. Try spell check and Webster's. Is there an answer to my question? Someone, please help me. Just tell me, how do you spell Hanukkah? Watching a spelling bee on ESPN2, and these kids were spelling words that don't come naturally to me or you.
Like oligarchy,
solipsism,
bouillabaisse,
epistemology,
insouciant,
onomatopoeia,
syllogism,
perspicacious,
hypothalamus. There's some other ones.
Hot dog.
No.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Yeah, I like hot dog.
What, I bet they would get stumped if they had to spell Hanukkah. No one can tell. We don't mean to dwell. But how do you spell?
Try spell check and Webster's. Is there an answer to this question? Someone, please tell me, how do you spell? Ask teachers.
Someone, please help me. but how do you spell?
How do you spell Hanukkah by the Levees? Every year on these bonus holiday episodes, I try to take a few minutes to say thanks to you for listening and for being a part of the show, especially those of you who've written and emailed, shared the show with your friends, and posted reviews. But the fact is, this show has grown so much over the past year. We have more listeners than ever, which is great. I'm so thankful for all of you for listening, but it also means there's no way I can mention everybody who's contributed or supported the show. But there are a few names I've got to shout out. First, Peter and Christian, the men behind the Pantheon Podcast Network, who've always supported this show and who've also just left me alone to do what I do best. So thank you guys. I got to thank Chris Sinzak for all his efforts with Rockin' Pod, supporting all of us as podcasters. I'm just so happy to be part of that event. I want to thank the folks who were guests on the show this year, including Ken Mills, Chris Porter, and Christy Alexander Hallberg. Thanks to all of you. And as always, I have to thank the four podcasters who are most responsible for inspiring this show. This show may never have even existed if it weren't for them. Craig Smith, Eric Miller, John Lamoureux, and BJ Cramp. Love you guys. And of course, I want to thank my wife, Heidi, who's been behind this show every step of the way and whose support means the world to me. But let's be real. None of this would mean anything if you weren't out there listening. Whether you've written in or emailed or posted or not, doesn't matter. Every one of you listening is important to the show. We're all on this journey of musical discovery together. The one thing that we all share is the love of music and of the people that make it and how it's made our lives better. Every episode, we're writing our own history of rock and roll together, and I thank you for being part of this. In just a few more weeks, we'll close the books on 2021, and then I'll be back with a brand new episode for a brand new year. Until then, happy Hanukkah, happy Christmas, happy New Year, happy holidays to you all.
On the other side of this record, you'll hear the three B's, Bozo, Butch,
and Belinda,
mentioning their intentioning for the new year. Now turn the record over.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.